We are at Vintage today, and as we always are on Mondays on the fly. This is
special.
This is special.
And it really is. And I get emotional, Jeff, when I talk about this. This beautiful plaza that we're standing on right here is the Bill Rose Memorial Plaza. Mert Rose, who's with us today, made this possible for us. And every day we do Vintage in Review, and all the things that we do, we get to highlight this. I'm talking this whole area. She made it happen for us. And Mert herself is quite a lady, and wanted to bring her here to introduce her to you. Mert, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mert, you've done a lot of things at EAA, but I think people would be interested. You used to be part of the air show.
Right.
Tell us the two things that you did here year after year.
Well, we had a parachute company. We manufactured sport parachutes and emergency parachutes for pilot, Strong Enterprises. So we supplied the parachutes for all the airplanes. But in so doing, became very familiar with a lot of the performers. So I became knowing the flying Pierces. So I became a wing walker. They asked me if I'd be a wing walker, and I flew around the country, and I was a wing walker for I don't know how many years. It was a great fun, performed here in Lakeland and various other places. And then over a couple of times, I jumped in here with the parachute demonstration team, and we flew in twice. But I have a J3 Cub, and a 1941, and I'm still flying that in Florida.
That's great.
And Mert, you were also rated in a Bell Jet Ranger helicopter.
Yes.
You flew a number of different aircraft, yeah, including that helicopter.
Including the helicopter, I have a rating in the helicopter, and that was absolutely a great, great time. And I miss that all. We had at one time or another, we had a mallard and a goose and various Ryans and chipmunks. I don't know if anybody knows what a chipmunk is.
Oh, of course.
Not the little ones with the fat cheeks. This is the one that's a really skinny guy.
Well, Mert, one thing that it's always fun to bring up because that happened in the past.
Oh, yeah.
But you were flying your little airplane called Winston.
Winston.
And you were just flying around your farm. Mm-hmm. You're a little airstrip,
yeah,
one afternoon, and something unusual happened. Do you want to tell what happened?
Well, maybe she doesn't, Ray. I don't know.
I don't know if I will. Well, anyhow, it wasn't a little fun, but anyhow, I just come back from Oshkosh. I took the Cub up flying my usual trip around, and all of a sudden, two F-16s flew by me, and I thought, oh, look, they're coming back from Oshkosh, because there had been some here. And so, but then about 2 minutes later, one flew by me, and so I thought, oh, they came back to see how cute my airplane is. So I'm waving at them, and then the other one was overhead, and then that third time around, the first one came in front of me, and I thought, well, that's not very nice. But anyhow, I landed, and I had people on the ground, and they were jumping up and down and waving their arms. And so I said, what's the matter? And they said, you just invaded Obama airspace. He's in Chicago. And I said, oh, okay.
So your little strip's near Chicago?
Well, it's northwest of Chicago. I was 30 miles away from Chicago, but anyhow. And just then, state police cars came down, and town police cars came down and surrounded my airplane, which was a J3 Cub. And it was very... And then the F-16s, they were having fun, I think, at this time, because they came right down, right over the grass, and went right over me, and then straight up afterburners going.
They were putting on a show for you.
So anyhow, I had air helicopters and interviewers trying to interview, and I said, okay, but I wouldn't do that. I didn't answer the phone until they put in the Chicago Tribune, elderly woman invades Obama airspace, and they put my age. And I thought that it pissed me off. So I had an interview with one of the...
yeah, I bet you did.
So it was AP News.
Mert, in the past, you used to come here with quite a fleet of airplanes.
Right.
And you might remember, Jeff, they used to be back here. tell us about some of the airplanes that, that you owned, Mert, and flew and brought into Oshkosh over the years.
Well, Bill, my husband, had a Goose, Grumman Goose. We used to bring it here all the time. A Mallard. A number of Ryans. I don't know how many Ryans we used to bring in here.
Wow.
And we had chipmunks, about four or five chipmunks. Well, I don't know how many other things we had. Stearman. What was the other one? I can't remember the other one now. But anyway, I think there were 16 we used to bring in here every year. So.
They're all different airplanes.
They're all different.
Different types, different characteristics.
Yeah.
Would you say that still the J3 is your favorite?
Yes.
Yeah,
see, Winston, my boy.
It's a tribute to the longevity of the Cub and what it was to so many people.
Yes.
And what it continues to be.
Yes.
To so many people.
Well, I've had them since the late 60s. So,
you know, everyone says, many people who own Cubs say, you know, I could sell this plane, I could sell that plane. I could never get rid of my Cub.
Well, I had to sell some airplanes, or I sold some airplanes after he passed away. But I kept my Cub.
Yeah, exactly. Who takes care of the runway on your farm? Do you get out there on the tractor and mow that?
I don't have the farm anymore.
Oh,
well,
you
I have
don't.
The farm, but I lost the runway.
Okay.
I don't have a runway there. I keep the Cub down in Florida now.
Okay.
So I fly it down there.
Gotcha.
And she flies regular. She flies regular in Florida.
Yeah, that's great.
I have a hangar down there, and so I keep him very happy in an air-conditioned hangar.
There you go. That's a good excuse. Go to the airport. Air-conditioning.
Well, all during this COVID thing, it took me 17 miles to go there, so I felt like I was really going on a trip. So,
well, that's
Murta's good. Yeah. Had a wonderful life. She's been so good to the Vintage Aircraft Association, okay. Jeff, and it's just a privilege and an honor to have her on today.
Well, we're excited about everything you do for Vintage and EA, and this is such a great little area, and it's just an honor to have you.
Well, it's been a big part of my life.
Great to speak with
tremendous
you.
Tremendous part of my life, so I appreciate this very much.
Thank you, Mert.
And I hope they take care of my boy.
They will, I'm sure. Thank
nice
you
meeting.
Very much. You too. Well, why don't you introduce us to Lorraine?
Yeah, we'll introduce you to Lorraine, and then we'll take a break, and we'll learn more about Lorraine Morris. Lorraine is a 777 captain for United, but she still loves vintage airplanes. And Jeff, she's type rated and flies the EAA's B-17.
That's very cool.
And we have Lorraine with us right now.
I'm just fixing your little mic cover here, Lorraine. Okay. We have these protocols, you know.
Lorraine, you brought us your Cessna 140A back here. It's a prototype. Tell us about your airplane, how you came to find it, and it's a brand new restoration.
It is a brand new restoration. We got the airplane. We got the airplane about 2.5 years ago. It's a brand new restoration. We heard about it through the newsletter editor at the 120-140 Association. He said he was getting ready to do a story on the brand new airplane. And so we called him up, and he said, I just want to make sure this is really the airplane that we are trying to do the story on. How do I know if it is the prototype? And we said, well, it's serial number 15200. It'd be cool if it was number one, but it's not. That's Cessna. So he called us back and said, yeah, that's the serial number, and it might be for sale. And we thought, well, if it's for sale, we might be interested. So we ended up buying the airplane and flying it home and starting to take it apart within a week.
Wow.
And how long did the restoration last? And you folks, we'd invite you to come look at this airplane. Jeff, you can comb your hair anywhere in this airplane.
Yeah,
it is really highly polished.
I want to know where you got your polishing crew. Is it by Poplar Grove Airport Kids, or you did
it's
yourself?
It's just me.
Wow.
It's just me.
Wow.
My husband tries, but I'm quality control. And he, of course, you know how that is. The married people know he doesn't do it right. So he just steps back and lets me do it all and goes, it's all yours.
Besides the 140.
And he's not here to defend himself.
Oh, he is. He's sitting over there listening to me.
Okay.
Besides, besides the 140, you fly the B-17. Tell us a little bit about what it's like flying the B-17 around.
Well, my husband said it best. It's like flying or driving a cement truck without power steering. It has no augmentation for any of the controls, so you've got to either be strong or figure out how to use your body and angles to get the power in there to get the ailerons going, and it's just a big four-engine Cub.
Right now, it's It's down for some maintenance. We don't know how long, but eventually you'll have it back, and EAA plans to have it out and touring the country.
That's correct. I think after Oshkosh, they're going to try to make a plan of action and figure out what the next thing will be and how they fix it and what'll be, when it'll be back online.
Besides that, you fly professionally for and you're a captain on the 777. I mean, that's a lot of airplane difference. How do you step back and forth between all these airplanes?
That's like riding a bicycle or getting on a motorcycle or getting in a car. Once you're comfortable with that form of transportation or those gears and things, it's just natural to get into the next one.
It's something you share with your husband, too, the 140. It's a wonderful thing, right?
Exactly, yes.
Well, and you have some other airplanes, too, don't you, Lorraine?
We do.
What else have you got in your stable?
Well, we have the Cessna 140A also that my husband learned to fly in. His dad bought it in 1968. So we've still got that airplane. We have a Luscombe. We have a Bonanza. We have a Beach 18.
Oh.
And then we've got a couple projects we're working on slowly. One's an experimental, but I'm going to try to sneak it into vintage when it's done because it looks like a cub.
You might have some connections here.
We might try that, yes.
I think you might be successful. So you're not going to tell us what it is, huh?
It's called a Preceptor pup or an Ultra pup.
Okay.
And it's on amphibious floats.
Okay.
Oh, my. Oh,
well,
my.
Lorraine, it's impressive. It's a gorgeous representation of a Cessna 140. Your hours and hours of polishing are showing through, and I'm sure the awards will carry forward as well, which to reward your work. Jay Monchi, we're on the fly at Vintage, and you're listening to EAA Radio.